Their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your business to our Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Are you feeling hot under the car? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring in the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
The ball is teed up on the 40-yard line. The Michigan away uniforms is the colors of choice for the away team. The home team in solid yellow tops.
Kick is taken by 63.
Yellow pants with a blue stripe going vertically across their uniforms, starting at their knees and ending at their chest. The kickoff is a short one just to the 30-yard line. North Huron fields the kick, takes it to the 42. That is where they will start their first drive of this game. The first quarter just getting underway here between the North Huron Warriors and the Carsonville Port Sanilac Tigers. This is eight-man football, so the formations look a little bit different than what you would expect out of 11-man. There are no receivers, and that is number 79. Austin Levine.
He's
a big boy. He looks like an offensive lineman. And he has taken the ball on the right side for roughly 4 yards, up to the 45-yard line even.
Second and six.
Not often that you see a offensive lineman who has to be probably 230, maybe 240, taking the ball out of the backfield as a running back.
Right, yeah. He's a big boy. This is really going to be something now. We're used to 11-man football. We're going to see what's happening here.
Play action from Knobloch, and he's got a man open. It's complete down to on the right side near the sideline. And it goes for close to
about 25 yards.
25 yards. It looks like it's going to be about a 23-yard gain to the 37 of Carsonville Port Sanilac, number 82 on the reception. That's Alex Shornack. Shornack, he was out for most of the beginning of this year. He's wearing a cast. Didn't stop him there on a 23-yard gain. The play action from Knobloch and then the connection down the right side of the field, right on the sideline. First and 10 for North Huron. It looks like it's a sweep, a little bit of a reverse play football, and it looks like North Huron has dropped on the ball. Mike Craig came from the far side of the formation. There was one fake by Knobloch, and then it was essentially a reverse action with Craig coming towards the near side of the field. He wasn't tackled. He essentially dropped the football after about a 6-yard gain. Mike Craig, the senior running back, who's averaging nearly 18 yards a carry, had to fall on the ball. It will be second and 3, make it second and 4 from about the 31-yard line of Carsonville Port Sanilac. There are 5 offensive linemen, Knobloch, a wing back in motion, and then the running back, a play action pass. Knobloch is rolling to his right, the far side of the field. He has time, but no man open. It is incomplete to number 64. And that would be Pichette. Pichette, make that 54. That's why I was having trouble finding him on the roster. Andrew Pichette was covered well with the sideline as an extra defender there, unable to haul in the second down pass, making it third and 3.5 or so from the 31 of Carsonville Port Sanilac. I formation behind 5 offensive linemen. Knobloch takes the snap, and it's a pitch to the right side. Craig has room. He makes a man move. He's going to go into the end zone.
Mike
31
Craig
yards.
Into the touchdown.
Mike Craig into the end zone, but there is a penalty. It was a 31-yard touchdown, but it is coming back. Looks like a block holding in the back. Maybe a hold. It's hard to tell from the signal there made by the referee. He's going to tell us in a second. It will be third down and long, at least a 10-yard penalty here on the North Huron Warriors. John, what have you seen so far? A lot of space and a pretty good mixing of running and passing so far from the Warriors.
Yeah, so far it looks really good. I'm wondering what these guys are going to look like at halftime in this still looming kind of heavy heat that's over the field. Lights are on, sun thinking about going down. It's still quite warm out there.
You see Kano Black, and they seem to like to get him in space, a lot of bootleg-type rolling action out of the pocket.
Yes, they do. Yep, that's exactly right.
Knobloch takes the snap, and he's going to keep it himself and not get anywhere.
The quarterback keep number 15 is there for the Tigers. Zach Baysdale to bring him down.
Number 15 of the Tiger defense, Carsonville, Port Sanilac, making the tackle. It's going to be a fourth and a country mile, as Rod Allen would like to say. North Huron is not going to punt, though. It looks like they're going for it. Look for some sort of pooch kick here from Knobloch. There is two backs in the backfield standing on either side of the quarterback. He's going to go for it. It's a pass. He's going to Bichette. Bichette has it. Does he have the first down? Did he step out of bounds? It looks like he has the first down down to the 26-yard line. It was fourth and 16.
Tigers will take over on downs as they push Bichette out of bounds.
It was fourth and 16. Did he get there? It's very close. Let's look at the spot. It's a first down. He got there. Picked up 17 on fourth and 16.
As he moves inside the
Knobloch had thrown to the right side of the field the first two plays. As far as passing plays go on this drive, he came to the left side, the near side of the field this time, and Bichette was open.
Yeah, that's right. I think this team is going to try to mix it up. They do like to give him space. They like to get these guys out there. It looks like they're looking for 10-yard passes. Get them out there real quick. The very first pass off to the right side of the field was not quite a slant, but just kind of a curl out. Caught the ball just before he went out of bounds for that first big gain.
So you have seen multiple ball carriers, in fact, three different ones. Knobloch, Austin Levine, big number 79 on the first play of the game. And on top of that, you also had the senior Mike Craig with a couple of big plays, including a 31-yard touchdown that was called back. A varied offensive attack as far as the rushing game. And then you have seen multiple receivers as well featured so far in this first drive from North Huron. There is a timeout on the field. That is why there is a break. And while there's a break, I'm actually going to slip into a commercial here, see if we can get it in before play resumes.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back to school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back to school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back to school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Mike Craig took the carry on first down on the right side, tackled by Cody Mooney, but he got 6 yards on the play. It's going to be second and four from the 20. Knobloch takes the second down snap. He's under pressure, but he gets away from it early. He's going all the way back to the near side of the field, and he's got room. That's going to be a first down. Knobloch inside the 10-yard line. Number five, Quentin Hooper, and number 26, Devin Taylor on the tackle of Knobloch.
But it's a first and goal for the Warriors.
It will be first and goal for North Huron. They are inside the 10. Looks like around the 8-yard line on that play, about a 12-yard run. Knobloch was under pressure on the far side of the field. Then he brought it back left to the near side, improvised, and got down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. First and 10, five offensive linemen, two running backs and Cano block. They are in a parallel line here across in the backfield. There's a counter play to Craig, and he's into the end zone. He